Chris Myers joins me on a day when the clouds came and the breeze came, but it's still pretty hot, isn't it?
Yeah, being in practice, it was still kind of humid out there, but lucked out towards the end of practice, clouds rolled in, but any day out here with some good weather is a good day.
That's right. You've been through this before. You're no stranger to it, but it's obviously a lot different this training camp as opposed to years past. We see guys running laps, you know, when mistakes happen. We see kind of a different type of intensity, not to say that it wasn't intense before, but what's the biggest difference in your eyes after going through it for about a week now?
It's just overall accountability, everyone being on top of their own game to make each other better, to practice hard every single day, and being accountable for one another. Because once you're able to do that, then success will come.
Yeah. The guys on either side of you, it switches up. You see some different names. Who's sticking out to you at the guard spot so far with some of the situations that are going on injury-wise?
Unfortunately with the injury situation, there's a couple guys rolling around in there. And, you know, Alex Cupper's actually jumped up there with the ones for the last few days, and he's been making a name for himself. He's playing pretty consistent. But James Ferentz, number 78 playing center, he's out here. If there's an MVP for week one, me personally, I'd have to say him.
How come?
He's just out here grinding away. He's doing his thing. He's focusing on what he needs to do, and he's grinding away in the run game. So I'm impressed by his overall football game.
I guess that's somebody that you sort of take to heart because, I mean, that's how you started your career, right?
Yeah. To have young guys come in here and try and earn their spot and just grind it away day in and day out is very impressive to watch. You try and take them under the wing.
The ultimate goal, obviously, to win a Super Bowl. What's the goal the next week of training camp? You got a break on Thursday. What are you guys working on line-wise?
It's a break, but you're still not going to be too mentally far because you got the install. You got to be able to, you know, keep up with it to come back Friday morning. So it's just day-by-day progression. You're not looking forward to the future. You're looking forward to the next day of install and try and accumulate everything that you've had since then and put it all together.
You're obviously a leader by example, but what have you had to do vocally, leadership-wise, this year, this offseason?
It's just being able to take it. We have obviously a very young team and a lot of new guys that are new to the Houston area, new to the Houston team. So being able to kind of introduce them and take them under your wing and show them how Houston Texans football is. And obviously that's changing with Coach O'Brien, but for the better.
Last thing, I know you're a fan of HoustonTexans.com, and you're going to be watching Ben Jones as he's mic'd up with the fans. He's going to go, you know, visit them while they're doing autographs. Give me a taste of what the fans and what everyone's going to see when Ben Jones has a mic on with a pen in his hand.
I don't think there's anyone that can impersonate Ben Jones, per se. I just hope all the fans can understand the language that's coming out of his mouth, because I don't understand every third word that comes out. But it should be interesting, to say the least.
I like it. Well, Chris, thanks for the time. Best of luck throughout training camp.
I appreciate it, Drew.